841 Galesburg's Morning News. Tommy Erdith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning for Ride Day. Cardinals got a good win yesterday, playing some really, really good baseball. And, you know, Tyler, I know you're excited because you know they've had a few good teams over the years. We've had a little bit of a dry spell from a World Series win, but 2011 was a year, and got to wait for you to get excited about that year again with a new book that's out. And joining us this morning to talk more about that, talk about the Cardinals, among other things, he is a sports columnist with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Benjamin Hockman. Benjamin, good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, yeah, thanks for taking some time with us here this morning. We're just talking off the air about the fact that the Cardinals have really turned it around. And not that they were super horrible early, but at times they were horrible and they just didn't have any consistency, whether it was the offense or the pitching. But it's all kind of, I know we're still early, but it's all kind of started to come together at this point.
Yeah, they really do have a fun team when they're clicking. And you look at that lineup, you got these two switch hitting table setters with Tommy Edman and the rookie Dylan Carlson. My goodness, Dylan Carlson might win Rookie of the Year. That'd be pretty exciting. That hasn't happened since Albert Pujols for St. Louis. So, yeah, they set the table, and then you got Goldie and Arenado and DeYoung and just a bunch of good hitters and all the way down, and they can field the baseball, too, and pitch a little bit.
Absolutely, playing some really good baseball. Book, and, you know, it's been a little while for us, a little bit of a dry spell. We're not like the Cub fans. We didn't go 100 and 200 years, whatever it was, without a World Series win. So we're more used to winning consistently. But it's been, you know, we're talking 10 years now as of this year, so this would be another good year to win it. But the book you've written, 11-11, A Hometown Hero, of course, David Freese, La Russa's Last Ride in Red, and a Miracle World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. Talk about the book and why you wanted to write this book and kind of the gist.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy that it's been one decade, 10 years, since the St. Louis Cardinals last won a World Series. But what a World Series it was. David Freese, Yadi, Pujols, and the Cardinals won it all against the Texas Rangers. And in arguably the greatest World Series, and I'm sorry to the Cubs fans listening, but arguably the greatest World Series of all time. And I'm from St. Louis, and I write for the St. Louis paper, and I grew up in Cardinals country, if you will, and I know that there are Cardinals fans across the Midwest that just adored this baseball team, so it was my honor to write the book about the 2011 Cardinals, interviewed 60 people, and found some stories that hadn't been told before, and captured David Freese and all the excitement.
Yeah, and it was absolutely sad. I know my sister and brother-in-law got to be at Game 6, and I know they paid pretty well for the tickets, as you would expect, but I was happy for them to get to be able to be there. But, yeah, it was so fun to watch. You didn't see my partner Tyler's face when you mentioned anything about the Cubs there. He just got really sad.
There was an eye roll. You could hear that.
Benjamin Hockman, he is a sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, covers the Cardinals, covers the Blues as well. His book, 11-11, A Hometown Hero, La Russa's Last Ride in Red, and a Miracle World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. Among other places, what, Amazon? Is that one of the places the book's available?
It is, but I like to tell people to check out my own website, because if you order from there, I can sign the book personally and put a message on there. Yeah, so if you can check out 11in11book.com. 11in11book.com, that's the website, 11in11book.com. And it's a bunch of fun on that site. There's some Cardinals pictures, David Freese, of course. And, yeah, I mean, I poured my heart into this book. I wanted it to be one of the best books ever about baseball. And I was like, I want to do this team justice. You know, I want to do this right. And I tried to write the heck out of it, and hopefully I did.
You know, it's interesting your perspective on it, because I was going to ask, growing up in St. Louis, being a fan, does that make it easier or harder to write a book like that? I'm guessing a little bit easier because, you know, looking for those other stories, like you said, that we may have not seen before.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to put some things in there, show a different perspective that maybe you hadn't read in the local paper or seen on ESPN. So because I grew up in St. Louis and in Cardinals country, I knew the importance of the team to the fans and the families. And when you look at Cardinals baseball, it's almost like an heirloom passed down from generations, like a gold watch or something, you know? You pass down the love of the St. Louis Cardinals, and thus we all have it and we all shared it. And Game 6 was an experience that we all had and have forever, and I want to do my best to capture that excitement, but also tell the stories of fans who were there and then fans who weren't there but experienced it different ways. I interviewed someone serving our country in the Navy. He was in a submarine during Game 6. And I interviewed the governor of Missouri who was in China on a trade mission and trying to follow the World Series from a Chinese trade mission. And just all these, and the dancing granny from, that's my favorite interview, the dancing granny from who's in the Some Nights You Win the World Series video.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite interview. She was fantastic. So, yeah, I just really wanted to capture what it means to be a Cardinals fan in the book.
Benjamin Hockman writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. His book, 11-11, A Hometown Hero, La Russa's Last Ride in Red, and a Miracle World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals. What's the website again is 11...
In 11. In 11. Book. 11and11book.com.
11and11book.com. All right. That's where you can get the book, and Benjamin can sign it for you if you get it there. And this is a hardcover book, is that right?
It is, yeah. I feel all grown up having a hardcover book with my name on it.
There you go. All right, 11and11book.com is the website. You know, one of the things you mentioned with that team, of course, it was the end of the Albert Pujols era, and of course, he's been in the news a little bit as of late, and the split seems like it was pretty contentious with the Angels. Sometimes the grass isn't always greener. What any idea what to expect for the future? Would the Cardinals make that move? I mean, because it seems like he wouldn't fit in the role he wants to be in, but if he was willing to be a pinch hitter and maybe play in the field once or twice a week or every couple weeks, do you think that's a move they would make? Because I would honestly, being a fan of him, I still like the guy. I'd like to see him end his career there, but do you think that's even a possibility?
It's a great question. You bring up some great points there. I used to cover the NBA, and Allen Iverson was a player on the Denver Nuggets who I wrote about. And he, of course, won the MVP, the best player in the league, and if not one of the best players in the league for a decade there. But as his talent started to dwindle, he remained the same steadfast guy. He's like, I'm still Allen Iverson. I'm still a starter in the NBA. Give me the basketball. And he never wanted to adjust to that role of a backup, and he probably could have been a quality backup, but he just never mentally took himself there, and it led to a demise in the NBA. What we're seeing now with Albert is he has really bad numbers, but he is steadfast that he can start for a Major League Baseball team, but a Major League Baseball team just cut him. I know finances were a part of that, but what team is going to get Albert as a starter knowing that his OPS isn't 900, it's 600 type, you know, if I'm saying that right. So as for the Cardinals, of course, we all dream, right? We think about 2011. We think about that whole decade leading up to it when Albert Pujols was King Albert, one of the greatest hitters in baseball history. But he's not the same hitter. And I guess one thing I would say is if they bring back Albert Pujols, we're almost like hoping we can like squeeze out some magic.
Right.
Just squeeze out whatever we can, like in a toothpaste bottle, you know? Maybe there's some magic left in there. And the reality is that's hard to do, right? And also, I wonder if we'd be tarnishing the legacy a little bit. Like, what if he comes and he really stinks? And we're like, man, it might have just been better if they never brought him back in the first place. So it's going to be really, really interesting.
You know, one of my points was that, you know, what he was at five home runs and, what, 198, batting 198 when they cut him. It's like, you know, as far as Major League hitting has gone this year, that really isn't, although it's horrible, it's not horrible on average for this year.
Right, exactly. The home runs are high, the slugging is high, and he could be a good guy off the bench for some teams. And you just look at St. Louis, though, you're like, there's only a certain amount of bench players. One of them, of course, is going to be your backup catcher. So is there a role there? And he's a right-handed hitter, too. So I don't know. I just hope that whatever happens, when it's completely done for Albert, they bring him back to St. Louis for a ceremony. They bring him back to St. Louis for a car ride around the field, maybe sitting atop the Clydesdales cart or whatever you call it, and have him wave to the fans because he deserves the love of St. Louis.
Benjamin Hochman, he is a sports columnist with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, covers the Cardinals, the Blues, and has written a book, the website 11in11book.com. The book, 11in11, A Hometown Hero, La Russa's Last Ride in Red, and a Miracle World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals, about that great 2011 Cardinals World Series winner. And the last one we have seen, it's been a decade as of this season, so this would be a perfect time to see the Redbirds come around again.
Yeah, I wrote 11 and 11. I'd love to write 12 in 21, if possible.
Absolutely. That sounds like a capital idea. You mentioned growing up in St. Louis, you worked in Denver at the Post, you worked in New Orleans as well, is that right? Times Picayune.
Yeah.
Talk about, and is it more because you're a St. Louis guy, but covering the Cardinals especially, is there any experience, whether it was the Rockies, the Nuggets, the Avalanche, the Broncos, or whatever, Pelicans or Saints, is there any experience like being at Busch Stadium?
The only thing I can compare it to is when the Saints are winning in New Orleans. New Orleans does have a love for football and a connection to football that is similar to St. Louis. But the fans aren't as savvy. The Saints fans aren't as savvy as Cardinals fans. And there's not a Saints nation, if you will, of a community like there is here in Illinois, Iowa, of course, Missouri, Arkansas. I mean, there's something special about this community that I don't think any team can rival. And I've been around. I've covered professional sports for, gosh, I'm getting old, 20 years now.
Wow, you've been doing it for a little while then. Absolutely. Well, that's a good thing that you're still getting to do what you love, though. Also,
no question about it. Yeah, but I'll tell you, it was just fun interviewing the players from the 2011 Cardinals team because they have these personalities and this pride that it's like, wow, these guys really, really cared about winning. It was awesome.
Well, yeah, and speaking of guys, talking about like that team then, and you still get to see, obviously, Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina. They were playing then. They're still playing today. Do you see a difference in them personality-wise or anything? Or are they still just the same guys, maybe a little more mature?
That's a good question. I mean, they're definitely the same competitors. And I think they're a tad wiser, if you will, especially Yadier. He's really shown some more personality in media interviews in the past year or so. I think he's had some perspective. He had COVID-19, which was really tough on him. And then he played winter ball last winter, and it kind of rejuvenated him. He got to pitch an inning, and I don't know, he just seems to be a happier guy, which is great. And him and Wainwright together, it's like two old buddies. And every time they go out there, they compete their butts off, but they have fun doing it.
Well, I mean, you look at Wainwright's performance the other day. I mean, who does that at that age? I mean, there have been guys in the past, but he's been, he's had a lot of injuries in his career. It's almost like he had an every other year thing. He'd have a great year. And then now it's like you get a performance like that from him. It's like, wow, this is really exciting to still have this guy on our staff.
I know, right? It's. I mean, he started with the Cardinals in the mid-aughts. Do people say aughts? Aughts? The mid-2000s.
The mid-aughts. And, I like that.
The mid-aughts. And Adam turns 40 this season. He turns 40 in August. But I got a quick one for you, if I may. A story
sure.
about him from the 2011 Cardinals, because he actually was injured. He was one of the top pitchers in baseball. Was injured, but he provided some, I guess you'd call it juju mojo or something like that, that helped the Cardinals win. And I put this in the book 11 and 11. I don't know if people know this story, that Adam Wainwright was in Philadelphia for the National League Division Series. He was injured, and he's with Kyle MacLellan. They're in the clubhouse, and the Cardinals are losing. So Adam says, "Hey Kyle, we need some good luck here. Let's start eating these fruit snacks." And they grab some Welch's fruit snacks out of the thing, and they start chowing down. And the Cardinals score a run. They're like, "Oh my gosh, I think we have magical fruit snacks." And they continue to chow him down. They chowed him down through Game 5 when Carp beat Doc Holliday and into the Brewers series and into the World Series. And Kyle MacLellan's quote was, I had literally thousands and thousands of calories of fruit snacks during that October, but it was worth it because they were magical. And that's the reason, naturally, the Cardinals won.
Of course. That's one of the great things about baseball and baseball players, all the – all the superstition. But pitchers are even a completely different breed.
Right, they're the next level of that. No question about it. And that's Adam in a nutshell. Again, he competes so hard when he's standing on the pitching rubber, but he's kind of a goofball and a quirky guy and just loves his team and teammates off the field.
Benjamin Hockman joining us. He writes for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, covers the Cardinals and Blues, and he's got a book called 11 in 11, a hometown hero, La Russa's Last Ride in Red, and a Miracle World Series for the St. Louis Cardinals, of course, from 2011. And you can purchase that book and even have it signed. Go to Benjamin's website, 11in11book.com, and a hardcover book, and sounds like it's going to be a great read, Benjamin. Real quick, the Blues, talk a little bit about them. That we're getting ready for playoff time. How are they playing right now?
Yeah, there's some excitement. It's been an up-and-down season, but you look at some of their defensive players like Colton Parayko and Justin Falk, who are playing at a high level right now, and that's what you need, especially going into this series against the Colorado Avalanche. You have some of the fastest and toughest forwards in the NHL. And look, if they had gotten Vegas in the first round, which is a possibility, that team might have clobbered St. Louis. But I really think the Blues have a chance to defeat the Avalanche in the first round.
All right. So, and the other thing, of course, professional football, it's been several years that's begun. What was that transition like losing the Rams? And have you replaced it or been able to replace it with anything, at least in your own personal life?
Yeah, that's a great question. It was tough. It was a punch to the stomach. St. Louis fans, the Rams fans, didn't do anything wrong. You know, they were treated to bad football for a decade, and they still came to the games, many of them did. And then they took the team because the billionaire wanted more billions, if you will. Has it been replaced in my heart? I don't know. I mean, maybe spending more time with my family on Sundays, I'll tell you that. But I'm really excited about this professional soccer team coming to St. Louis in 2023. And I know it kind of sounds far away, but, that means that next year it'll just be next year. And we're really excited. They're building a stadium here in town. There's going to be a lot of restaurants and bars and things like that. So maybe soccer will be the next big sport here in town.
Well, I knew there was talk of that in the stadium. So where will the stadium be? Is it going to be along the river, like north of the Arch somewhere? Or where? I know that there was talk of that at one point.
So actually, I'm pretty pleased with where they chose it to be. It's very close to the Enterprise Center where the Blues play.
Oh, okay.
Basically, you've got the Enterprise Center, Union Station, the Aquarium, and now this new soccer stadium. So it's going to be a really cool area in downtown St. Louis.
Yeah, and plus, and soccer is pretty big in St. Louis compared to some other areas anyway in that whole area on both sides of the river.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I think a lot of us, even though we love the sport, we're going to have to learn about the league. It's a new league to us, MLS, and the way things go, and who are the players and things like that. But I sense a big, big excitement here in town. And I was at coffee the other day with a friend who was like, I already got she locked in her ticket. And I was like, oh, how much were they? She goes, oh, well, I haven't even bought the tickets yet. I had to just buy the PSL.
Wow.
I go, so how much are the tickets? She goes, I don't even know. They haven't even announced the price, but I'm paying for them. Getting them.
That's scary. That's a scary thought.
Like,
yeah, that's a fan. Benjamin Hockman, St. Louis Post-Dispatch. His book, again, you can purchase 11in11book.com, his book about the 2011 St. Louis Cardinals World Series. Benjamin, thank you so much for taking some time with us here this morning. Really appreciate it. We'll be reading you in the Post-Dispatch, and the best of luck with the book.
I really enjoyed our chat. Take care.